The building is distinct because it has a curved turret on the corner, and it has a porch on the front facade and on the side. And both of the corners, well, both of the porches are enhanced with detailed woodwork. And the woodwork is so interesting that even the part of the roof is a metal shingle roof that is extremely distinct because, and when the building was renovated around 1998, the city occupied and owned the building at that time and decided on the different colors to paint the building. Now, originally the building was white with burgundy shutters, and I believe the roof, which is more of a mansard on the front facade, was a burgundy color too. And so when the city council agreed to have the building renovated and painted, they selected a variety of pale green and yellowish colors, and they painted the horizontal wood siding, and then they enhanced it with a little bit of burgundy, I believe. And so it's in, I would say, more along the line of a painted ladies is what we call that, the Victorian era. So the building itself has been basically maintained on the interior. It does have a small rear addition that's a porch, but inside you will see the original wood stairs, the 7 bedrooms on the second floor, the wood floors on the first floor, and the wonderful mantels and fireplaces that you find there, and even the kitchen, which looks like a retro's 1950, still has the metal cabinets, and it has the table and chairs that are reminiscent of the 1950s. So this is a unique building. The interior bathrooms have wonderful tile floors as well as tile walls that come up about 3 feet high, elaborate mirror decorated or carved, and there's just many qualities about both the interior and the exterior of this house that are just wonderful for receptions, weddings, any kind of public festival that we might have. We've had the Horse Cave Heritage Festival there with little areas of the building being occupied by people that want to sell crafts, that type of thing. And so it's always a wonder because everybody loves to come inside the building and look around and see how wonderful that the architecture is from the late 1800s. So it's a gem to the city of Horse Cave.